The Indian calendar is filled with many festivals, big and small. Diwali, Durga Puja, Holi, all are celebrated with gusto. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But only one festival was celebrated at our home without fail. Saraswati Puja, or the festival of Saraswati, the goddess of arts and learning, which took place this week. She carries a veena, a stringed musical instrument. She's usually dressed in white or yellow and rides on a swan. Lakshmi is the goddess of prosperity, so she's very popular. But Saraswati is the goddess of learning, and every school student ignores her at their own peril. We all needed her help to get through trigonometry. I would carry some dried flowers from the year's Saraswati Puja, wrapped up in a twist of paper in my wallet, as extra insurance during exams. Unlike Durga Puja, which is a great public festival, Saraswati Puja was always small-scale and homespun. It was something that happened at home. The few pujas organized by neighborhood clubs in parks and driveways were also fairly modest in size. But now, in these times of Instagram reels and excess, all that has changed. I am seeing reels for all kinds of Saraswati Pujas, biggest.
I am standing at Bagbaja Rovindra Shongo, which is Kolkata's this year's biggest Saraswati Murti.
Tallest.
This year, Talaprotwa is celebrating its 100 years and they are doing a massive Saraswati Puja.
Cutest.
I feel this is the cutest Saraswati idol in Kolkata. So welcome to Talaprotwa. I am Yakonachi Chorbagane and I found one of the sweetest Saraswati idols in Kolkata.
Oldest, most eco-friendly. Influencers are using drones to film throngs of people pushing and shoving as they trudge from one Saraswati Puja to another. And all I can think is even Saraswati Puja cannot be left alone. It's fallen prey to the bigger, the better disease. Social media influencers are busy creating reels about the most exciting Saraswati Pujas for days before the actual festival. Saraswati Puja has also acquired a reputation of a Bengali Valentine's Day because that's the day students surrender their books and pens to the goddess for her blessings, so it's a day off from homework. Instead, the city is filled with young couples dressed in their ethnic best, yellow saris and kurtas, roaming around, learning the lessons of love. I went to a cafe this year and saw Saraswati sitting there amidst the cappuccinos and espressos. She came with a guitar instead of her traditional Indian veena. Moving with the times, I guess. But all movement is not progress. The giant Saraswatis with glitzy light displays might be a boon for social media influencers who always need to find something that's biggest, tallest, or cutest. But the real charm of Saraswati Puja was that it was always small and modest. I would select the goddess I wanted from a line of little clay goddesses being sold in little shops that sprang up on the street during the pujas. I would examine each one's face and decide who looked the most pleasant. Then I would carry her home carefully and install her on a little prayer mat. We would chop up fruits and give them to her as offerings. We didn't know all the rituals, but my mother would read the prayers from a dog-eared prayer book, just as my great-grandmother had done once.
Om Jaya Jaya Devi Sarasara Sare Kutati Gopatthu Mito Mukta Hare.
She still does that every year, and she sometimes goes off script, but we make it up as we go along. Resolute in the belief that the goddess knows that our intentions are good, even if our knowledge is a little shaky. The point was never the knowledge or the size of the goddess, or how elaborate our festival rituals were. It was really to remind us that knowledge and wisdom were qualities we all needed to aspire to. Some gods vanquished evil, some brought prosperity, some removed obstacles. As a boy, I thought Saraswati offered us safe passage through examinations. Now I understand she gave us much more, a love for books, for learning, for knowledge and wisdom. Those are companions for life. In a world where we often complain we do not read enough, she quietly reinforces the power of the written word. Now I don't have textbooks to offer the goddess, but I offer her my laptop instead. My mother offers up her diary. My brother-in-law dusts his old violin and puts it before the goddess. It is a celebration of the arts for art's sake, not in the hope of passing exams. At the end of the festival, Saraswati will take up residence on my writing desk in the hope that she will bless us all year long. Next year, when a new goddess arrives, the old one will be immersed. That way, there will always be a Saraswati at home, because our school days might be long over, but education never ends. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.